Blackstone Audio presents Pretty Polly by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Mia Scheramante. Chapter 1. Mrs. Charlotte Manners was a pretty widow, silly, vain, and ambitious. And yet she was clever enough to admit to some limitations, two of them being that her grammar was faulty and her spelling slightly worse. She was in sore need of an elegant letter writer. The recipient of these letters was to be the Duke of Denbigh. When Charlotte was 17 and the present Duke 24, he had proposed to her and she had refused him. For at that time, the Duke had been Lord Charles Stuart, the youngest son of a notoriously clutch-fisted father. A Mr. Manners had also proposed. At that time, the young Charlotte had considered wealth to be a more desirable commodity than a title. Mr. Manners had been common, but vastly rich. He had paid no attention to the unwritten social law that a man did not give a young miss expensive presents, and had showered the dazzled Charlotte with expensive trinkets. And so she had rejected Lord Charles and married Mr. Manners. Mr. Manners had not lived very long after his marriage, and Charlotte had been left a very wealthy widow. She had just learned that a cholera epidemic had carried off Lord Charles's father and two elder brothers, and that Lord Charles had become the Duke of Denbigh. Not only was he now one of the richest men in England, but a duke as well. Charlotte's spies told her that the Duke was at his estates in the country. She planned to lure him back into London and into her arms.